In the first half of the 20th century, there was an American Quaker who made a substantial contribution to the development of Quaker thought and practice, Rufus Jones. He was born in 1863 into a Quaker family in Maine, USA, and experienced in his childhood a solid example of religious life from those around him, especially his Aunt Peace and Uncle Eli, who travelled widely as Quaker ministers. He later recalled an incident when, instead of being punished in the usual way for a misdemeanor, he was taken by his mother to his room where she prayed with him. He attended Haverford College in Pennsylvania and graduated with a Master of Arts degree in 1886. He obtained a further MA from Harvard University in 1901. From 1893 to 1912, he was editor of the Friends Review Journal. He taught philosophy and psychology at Haverford College from 1893 until his retirement in 1934. He became well known as a Quaker historian and theologian, and was well known as a visiting lecturer at Pendle Hill, the Quaker residential community in Pennsylvania. In 1917, Rufus Jones helped found the American Friends Service Committee, following an earlier initiative he had taken at Haverford to set up a relief agency. In 1927, he visited Asia and met people in Japan, India and China, including Mahatma Gandhi. His trip helped develop his idea that missionary work should give priority to humanitarian aid while respecting other religions and not aggressively converting people. In 1938, he went with other Quakers to Germany to seek a peaceful way of dealing with the Nazis. Among friends, Rufus Jones sought greater unity after the damaging splits in the 19th century among American Quakers. His focus on religion as a way of life helped many Quakers to see a vision of a positive spiritual movement that was concerned about faith, peace, and justice. He saw the importance of seeking divine inspirations to make us loving and in fellowship with others in a sense of community. In affirming the value of the Quaker approach to mysticism, Rufus Jones emphasized that its aim was to become more aware that the human spirit and the divine spirit can be in communion. He also saw that mysticism flourished best in a group. In a talk to young friends in 1918, he said, quote, "I shall consider religion as a way of realizing and fulfilling life, as a way of finding the whole of oneself, the discovery of infinite interior dimensions and possibilities, the finding of almost inexhaustible resources and supplies of power for the continual expansion of personal capacity." Quote, finished. In his early years, Rufus Jones became used to the family ritual of observing silence before meals, and saw these moments as very significant in his spiritual development. He later spoke of silence as having the potential to be an intensified pause, a vitalized hush, a creative quiet, an actual moment of mutual and reciprocal correspondence with God. Rufus Jones was to experience several personal crises. He was married in 1888 to Sarah Contant, and their son Lowell was born in 1892. Sarah died of tuberculosis 7 years later, leaving Rufus to care for his son. The boy developed diphtheria, and when he appeared to recover, Rufus decided to leave him in the care of his grandmother, while Rufus travelled to England to the opening of the new Woodbrook Quaker College in Birmingham in 1903. During the trip he became troubled, and then felt a presence and a sense of reassurance. He later discovered that his son had died at that time, and as a result he formed a strong conviction of the capacity of love to span separation. Along with other young friends in America, Rufus Jones was instrumental in building support for an international Quaker body, and this led to several international conferences, 1920 and 1937, and the formation of the Friends World Committee for Consultation, which continues its work today. When asked to chair the 1937 World Conference, Rufus Jones expressed his anxiety at the effectiveness of large gatherings, and spoke of pinning his hopes to quiet processes and small circles in which vital and transforming events take place. Harry Emerson Fosdick listed Rufus Jones' accomplishments as, firstly, the leading historian of mysticism, secondly, a great teacher of philosophy, thirdly, a reformer of the Society of Friends, fourthly, the outstanding leader in the extension of Quaker service around the world, and fifthly, an interpreter of vital religion to multitudes in many countries and all churches. This is David Purnell. I want to acknowledge the following writings in preparing this talk. Pendle Hill by Eleanor Mather, A Certain Kind of Perfection by Marjorie Post Abbott, Jim Rose on an Internet Blog, The Quaker Reader, edited by Jessamine West, Quaker Spirituality by Rick Moody, and Britain Yearly Meetings, Quaker Faith and Practice.